Okay, Peter, you're in Tripoli. Can you tell us what's going on there? What can you see?
Oh, we arrived last night to fairly chaotic scenes at the airport. I mean, there's a lot of people trying to flee and people sleeping under rugs outside. In fact, the hotel we're staying at, most of the staff have fled, and that goes for some of the other big hotels. We're actually here at the invitation of the Libyan government, who are showing us around and trying to show us that that Tripoli is safe and that the situation is not as bad as reported. And what we've been able to see so far in the city centre is the traffic's moving pretty normally and it feels relatively calm. But clearly, what is also going on is that there are queues outside banks. People are queuing up for food, and every now and then we're seeing vehicles of people with their possessions loaded up, heading for various borders. I mean, I understand some 40,000 people, according to the Red Crescent, have already crossed into Tunisia. We're being taken at the moment to Zawiya, which is a town that the opposition claims to have taken, but which the government says it still has. And it's about 30 kilometers from Tripoli. And on the road, we've seen checkpoints manned by the military and also just about in between the two tanks. But they're checking vehicles going into Tripoli and trying to impose a presence.
How closely mined are you by the Libyans? Is there any chance to talk to any ordinary people?
Well, not yet. We're just on our way now. But, I mean, we're in what's best described as an extremely minded convoy of about seven vehicles with all the foreign journalists here. So very, very closely minded.
And what are you hearing from your minders yourself? Is there any sense of crisis? Comfortable are they? How confident are they? Do you get a sense any of that?
They've just told us, you know, literally 10 minutes ago that, you know, their message to us is that this is a safe and working country and that certainly the capital is safe and working, and, you know, they want us to see that there's no chaos in the streets and no dead bodies lying on the pavements.
But we have heard reports in the past of police, military firing on demonstrators. Is there any evidence of any disorder?
I haven't seen any so far, none at all. All we have seen is just a lot of military. Quite a few of them at the last checkpoint with hiding their faces behind scarves. We're just driving past another checkpoint right now with an anti-aircraft gun mounted on the back of a pickup truck. So I guess in the last few kilometres, that's maybe two or three checkpoints we've come through. And there's another tank just to my left at the moment and some soldiers and tents in what looks like an olive grove. So, you know, the closer we get to this place, the more military we're seeing.
Great. Peter Beaumont in Tripoli. Thank you very much.